And we were doing chapter Memhei, the final. I just wanted to clarify. Again, I shouldn't say clarify because I didn't really look into it, but I just thought about it for a minute. And the issue was, it seemed to say that in a mikveh, the reason you can make a bracha of a deer, it seemed to say, even though people usually are undressed over there, generally speaking, in a place where people are undressed, one should not make a bracha over there. But we know when people go to the mikveh, a ger, when women, when they use the mikveh, they're fulfilling the mitzvah, they make a bracha. So usually we tell them to make the bracha when they're in the mikveh, they cover themselves up so their body isn't visible, and then they can make the bracha. Okay? Question becomes, but since the outer room is the place where people are undressed before they go down to the mikveh, here it seemed to say that you can't make the bracha. The reason he said you could make the bracha was actually in the room because it's a cold mikveh and there is no steam over there. In that case, he says then that would be okay. My question was, in today's mikvahs, in which they do heat up the mikveh and there is heat over there, would that be perhaps like the place where people are undressed, that there's a lot of mist, or there's a lot of humidity, there's a lot of... I'm not sure exactly what zuhama to translate. Maybe it means the humidity over there, or what's in the room. Now the question is, I mean, if it's a heated mikveh, so inevitably the heat rises and it causes. So either the simple answer is that it still doesn't meet that criteria of being zuhama, that would still be okay. In other words, then that's what. But then I was thinking that perhaps, even though we talk about three rooms, the mikveh itself is his own place. The mikveh is considered to have a cover because you're underwater. So you it's covered. The only problem is it's an opaque cover. It's a see-through if the mikveh is clean. So it's a see-through cover. So you got to make sure you don't see when you say the bracha, you don't see your body.
You close your eyes.
Yeah, no, but or it's not only closing the eyes, but it's not visible to if you even open the eyes. But because you're in the water, I think it's a section by itself. That's not called, what we're talking about, what he's talking about specifically was, even if you're standing on top, if you're outside in the room, over there, if it's a cold mikveh, it's okay, and if it's a hot mikveh, it would not be okay. That's what it would seem over here. Again, if there's no zuhama, if it's okay. But in the mikveh itself, that is its own place, so therefore that wouldn't be a problem. I have to check that out. I suggested I would check it out, but I didn't check it out yet. But I just want to say that's what just comes to mind, why that's the way it's done. That's where they make the bracha.